Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Devil's Thief, Book 2 in the Last Magician series, by Lisa Maxwell, read by Candace Thaxton. The Thief, 1902, New York. The thief turned her back on the city, on everything she had once been, and on all the lies she had once believed. The ache of loss had honed her, and the weight of memory had pressed her into something new, hard and cold as a diamond. The thief carried the memory of those losses as a weapon against what was to come as she faced the span of the great bridge. The dark road spooled out before her, leading onward to where night had already bruised the horizon, its shadow falling over the low-slung buildings and the bare treetops of a land she'd never thought to visit. Measured in steps, the distance wasn't all that great, but between her and that other shore stood the brink, with all its devastating power. At her side stood the magician. Once he had been her enemy. Always he had been her equal. Now he was her ally, and she risked everything to come back for him. He shuddered, but whether it was from the cold evening air on his bare arms, or from the reality of what they needed to do, the impossibility of it, the thief couldn't be sure. His voice came to her, a hushed whisper in the wind. A day ago I had planned to die. I thought I was ready, but... He glanced over at her, his storm cloud eyes revealing everything he wasn't saying. This will work, she reassured him.